Welcome back to our presidential weekend series on America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We have covered the general, Washington, and the firebrand, Adams. Today we profile number three, the genius, the architect, the enigma, Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson is the most complicated man in American history, period. On one hand, he wrote the most beautiful sentence in the English language. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. But on the other hand, he went home to Monticello and was served by enslaved people who were legally his property. He owned over 600 human beings in his lifetime. And we now know, thanks to DNA evidence and historical consensus, that he fathered at least six children with an enslaved woman, Sally Hemings. You cannot tell the story of Jefferson without grappling with that massive contradiction.
Absolutely. He preached liberty but lived on slavery. But politically, his presidency was defined by a different kind of contradiction. He was a strict constructionist.
Right. He believed the president could only do what the Constitution explicitly said he could do. No wiggle room. But then, in 1803, Napoleon Bonaparte offered to sell the entire Louisiana Territory to the U.S., for $15 million. The Constitution says absolutely nothing about buying land from foreign dictators. Jefferson knew it. He agonized over it. But he also knew it would double the size of the country and remove the French threat from North America. So he ignored his own principles and signed the check. It was the greatest flip-flop in presidential history. And thank goodness he did it. It gave us everything from Arkansas to Montana.
He called it an empire of liberty. He sent Lewis and Clark to explore it immediately. But his second term was a total disaster.
It was. He tried to stop Britain and France from seizing American ships by passing the Embargo Act of 1807. He basically grounded the entire U.S. merchant fleet. He thought Europe would starve without American goods. Instead, the American economy collapsed. Exports dropped by 80%. New England ports turned into ghost towns. It was a massive failure of his theory that the U.S. could just ignore the rest of the world.
And finally, we have the ending. We mentioned this with John Adams, but it bears repeating because it is insane.
It is the spookiest coincidence in history. Jefferson and Adams were best friends, then bitter enemies, and then friends again in old age. They both held on until July 4, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. Jefferson died at 12:50 p.m., Adams died a few hours later. Adams' last words were, "Thomas Jefferson survives." Not knowing his friend had already passed, they went out together, closing the book on the founding era.
That is our profile for the third president. Join us tomorrow as we cover the man who actually wrote the Constitution, James Madison. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.